This is Passport to Texas. Experts predict the world's population will increase to 9 billion people by 2050. That's 2 billion more mouths to feed. And Robert Nathan Allen says an eco-friendly protein to help nourish the masses is insects.
Compared to, say, a cow, where we can only really eat about 40% of the cow, with insects we can eat most, if not all, of them.
Allen founded the nonprofit Little Herds to educate the public about insects as a nutritious alternative food source. Insects are high in protein and rich in fiber and micronutrients. Currently, 70% of agricultural land supports meat production, which limits that industry's future growth.
So with insects, we can raise them in a modular fashion, vertically, on a fraction of the land as traditional livestock, with a fraction of the water, with a fraction of the feed, and end up with more nutritionally valuable protein.
It's a huge leap from eating burgers to bugs, but for the brave ones, Allen recommends obtaining edible insects from farms that raise them for human consumption.
That way we can assure that they're raised in a hygienic, safe, clean environment. We can make sure that there's no risk of diseases and parasites, and we can make sure that they're eating a clean, wholesome diet.
According to a UN report, over 2 billion people worldwide already supplement their diet with insects. Intrigued? Learn more about edible insects at littleherds.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.